Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store discussing apples.
Well, now, Lum, I just want you to tell me, what are you going to do with all these apples? We ain't got room for all them around the store here.
I told you I don't know, Abner.
We can't just leave them sitting here in the middle of the floor trying to walk around them things.
I know it.
And what about that $10 you borrowed from me to pay the winner in the apple contest last night? When do I get my money back?
You can get it back. Don't worry.
Well, now, Lum, I've got to have that back in a hurry. I've taken it out of the sugar bowl without Elizabeth knowing about it. She counts that stuff at least once a week. It ain't that she don't trust me. It's just that she likes to keep track of how much I steal out or borrow out of there.
Well, I ain't got the cash right now, Abner.
Well, I doggies, you better get it, Lum.
Well, stop hounding me. I'll pay it back. I always pay my debt. You know that. I'll pay you just as quick as I get it.
That might be too late, Lum.
All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. Now, there's 53 bushels of prize-winning apples sitting right there. You can have the whole work.
Oh, no, you don't know.
Well, sir. Surely 53 bushels of apples is worth $10.
Well, they might be, Lum, but I know good and well I never could stuff $10 worth of apples in that little old sugar bowl. Not even if I made apple sauce out of them. And if Elizabeth run her hand in there to get some spending money and come up with a fistful of applesauce, she's bound to notice a difference, Lum.
Well, it's your problem what you do with the apples.
Well, slap a handful of applesauce down on the counter, somebody run her out of a store.
I'm giving them to you, and that clears up my debt to
you. No, now, wait a minute now.
They're yours now. Take them. Congratulations.
Lum, I told you I don't
want
them.
You've got them. You might get to be the apple king of Pine Ridge, for all you know.
I don't want to be no king. All I want is $10 cash.
A man with all the apples you've got ought to have a worry at all about a little thing like $10.
Yeah, but, Lum, I'm trying
to... I'll see you later, King.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, where are you going now, Lum?
I don't know. Just someplace where there ain't no apples.
Well, here, wait, Lum. There's a phone. It might be... Oh, Dad, blame it all. Hello, Jot'em Down store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? What is it for you, Miss Barton? Dried beans. 10 pounds. All right. Say, how about some apples? You don't, huh? 2 cans of tomatoes. We got some awful nice apples. Jug of vinegar. These apples is good for both cooking and eating. Mom? Oh, I see. Bucket of lard. They say eating apples is healthy. Uh-huh. 3 cans of hominy, huh? You know, the youngins always like to munch on apples when they get home from school, Miss Bar... Don't care for them, huh? Can of bacon powder. Well, say, I got a good idea. You can throw them to the hogs. Mom? Oh, that's all, huh? Are you sure? Well, I just thought maybe you'd like some... Yes, well, we got some dandy apples.
Honey.
No, Miss Barton, I ain't trying to... Hello? Hung up on me.
Who did?
Oh, old lady Barton. You know, Grandpap, you can't even give them things away.
What are you giving away? I'll take one of them.
Apples.
Oh, well, I don't want none of them.
Ah.
We got more of them things than we know what to do with over at the place as it is.
Yeah. That's the way it is to everybody else around here, too. Looks like this was the wonderfulest year for apples we've ever had in this whole community.
Oh, yes, it was an uncommonly good year.
Too good.
Everybody had good luck with them.
Everybody but me.
Yeah, by the way, what's Lum going to do with all these apples he's taking in on the contest?
He's done did it.
Huh?
He give them to me.
He's still mad at you, huh?
He hates and despises me.
Oh, he must, yeah.
He does, ain't no doubt about it.
What are you going to do with him, Abner?
I just wished I know. Wished I know. The produce house at the county seat ain't buying none until next month, they said.
Yeah. He's as liable to spoil before then.
I know they will. Facts is, there's some of them in there now, it ain't any too good.
Well, what you ought to do is sort them out. Keep the good ones from spiling, too.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Granddad.
What is that saying about a bad apple?
Oh,
nothing. I forget just what it is now.
You don't have to say nothing about a bad apple. It speaks for itself, Granddad.
Yeah.
That's a big job when you've got 53 bushel of them things to go through them and sort them.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what Lum wanted with all them things. He's went apple happy, ain't he?
He must have something, and I'm going to be that way, too, if I don't get shut of these and get that $10 back for Elizabeth. Yes, sir. 53 bushel apples sitting right there. Nobody will even take one of them.
Is that how many was in the contest?
That's how many was in it. Grandpap, would you mind to sort of help me sort these out?
Well, I don't know, Abner.
Come on.
I've got something I ought to be doing right now.
What?
Can't recollect just what it was. Important, though, I know that.
I'll pay you for it.
You will?
Yes, sir.
What'll you give me?
5 bushel apples.
Oh, no.
Well, help me anyway now, Grandpap. You ain't got nothing to do. Help your old friend Abner.
Well, I might do it for 2 bushels.
At that time.
But you're paying no 5 bushels off.
You got them. Give you 2, I'll slip 2 in on you.
Can't work long, though. My back's kind of been bothering me again. Gotta be careful.
Well, you don't worry. You can sit down to do this work. Just take that chair right there. Now, you don't need to bother that basket right over there. That was a prize-winning basket. I know they're all right.
Old Emmett Goshen looked pretty happy last night when Lum announced he was a winner, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, these are to win it, all right. Them were the best there was here.
Yes, they were.
Oh, awful nice.
Yeah, I was glad to see Emmett get that $10, too.
Yeah. I just wished he'd have got it from somebody else, though. Well, hurry up, Grandpap. Don't just sit there and look at them. Let's get started sorting these things out.
Yeah, well, I just sort of sizing things up first.
Sizing them up.
You know what you ought to have for a job like this is a couple of pack rats.
Pack rats?
Yeah, it ain't no one thing them varmints love to pack around better than apples. I saw them take apples out of one basket and walk over and put them in another basket. It's the beatenest thing you ever seen in your life.
Well, I've heard they'll do such as that, all right.
And I tell you now, Lester Garnett used to keep a couple of them around his store just for that very reason.
Lester Garnett.
Yeah, you recollect him.
Lester Garnett.
He's a fella that runs a grocery store down there at Hatfield. You know him, Lester Clinton Garnett.
No, I don't believe I do.
Oh, you must know him. Everybody calls him Lester.
Well?
He's got 5 eye teeth.
I never heard of him.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he put these 2 pack rats at work at his place there. Just hired them outright.
Hired them?
Yes, sir.
Oh, now, Grant.
You can just ask Charlie Redfield if it ain't the truth.
Oh, well, Charlie Redfield, you can't believe that, varmint.
Lester Garnett hired these 2 pigeon-toed pack rats and put them to work stacking up oranges and pears and tomatoes and avocados and I don't know what.
Prattle.
Yep, quick as Lester'd get in a crate of peaches or something, he'd open it up and Bert and Paul go right to work on it.
Bert and Paul?
That was the names these 2 pack rats went by.
Oh, Lord, me alive.
Bert towed them over to Paul, and Paul starts stacking them up in a window display. Toting Bert and designing Paul is what he called them.
Well, I do know.
And do you know that Paul would make some of the outcapness designs you ever seen?
Designs?
Yes, sir. Beautiful things. Just beautiful.
Now, Grandpappy Spears, you can't sit there and try to make me believe a thing like that.
It's the truth, Abner.
Oh.
And the best part of it is that Paul'd never make the same design twice. No, sir. All of something new. All of something different. Now, you take Bert. He weren't worth a spavin' leg a nickel on designs. Good toter, though.
He could tote him over there,
too. Oh, he could sure do it.
Well.
But that Paul, 6 designs.
Grandpap.
It was beautiful.
If that's the truth, can I go down there to Hatfield and see that Paul and Bert working sometime?
Well, now, you could a couple of weeks ago, Abner, but you can't now. They ain't there no more.
Why? What happened?
Oh, the usual thing. Paul got to lording it over Bert, and they got to fussing twixt themselves, and Lester had to let them go.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame.
That is a shame.
Hey, Abner.
Oh, well, you back already, Long?
Hey, listen, Abner. I admit I give you kind of a bad deal on them apples, and I've come back to tell you that you don't need to take them after all.
I don't? Well, good for me. Can I depend on that?
Yeah, it's all settled. They're mine again.
Yes, sir, they belong to you now, Long.
And I'll promise to have them out of here by tomorrow.
Good.
I'm going to sell them to the women folks around town.
Why, Long, they don't want them.
Well, they're going to buy them, though. I'm putting on a big apple pie baking contest, and the only way the women folks can enter it is to buy their apples from me.
Apple pie baking contest? That, blame it. Why didn't I think of that idea when I owned them apples?
Of course, it takes brains to study up ideas like that. Abner, I want you to sack up them apples and tote them up to the front of the store there and get them all ready to sell.
Well, just a minute. Why don't you tote them up there yourself?
Because I'm going to be too busy designing plans for the contest.
Designing?
Yeah, hurry up and get going there.
All right, Paul.
Paul?
Yeah, designing Paul. And Grandpap, if you see that Lester Garnet, tell him you've just been talking to his old friend Bert, Pack Rat Peabody.
Well, we hope Lum's pie-baking contest turns out better than some of the other schemes he's tried recently.